sections of the exam, like is abundant review than abundant. Carry through the concept. Whatever brings that athletic is up here, if you're the Rabbanan, if the din eged, the mitzvah's eged is a, if there's a mitzvah's eged, a chiv eged, it's part of the asiyas amuluf, the making of the luth, or it's an inyan of kiddum. So if you take a look at the Mechab and Tafresh Nun Aleph, and then we'll get back to the Gemara, but the Tafresh Nun Aleph, if Aleph and Mechabah starts off, Mitzvah Dalet Minim Shiyitu Kol Echad Lulav Echad, take one Lulav, Beis Arav, Beis Vigim Adas, and then Mechabah goes into the Inyan about Taisif, but then, the Nesi came over to discuss about Taisif, but then Mechabah says, a Mitzvah La'agdam B'Keshah Gomah, it's a Mitzvah to tie them with a Keshah Gomah, the Hainu, Beis Kishor Zeh Agav Zeh, what is a Keshah Gomah? Two knots, one knot on top of the other, Mishum Noi, because of Inyan of Noi. So I'd like to discuss what is this Inyan of Noi, or what the gedder to the Inyan of Noi is. Yachol la'agna b'min achar, fine, that's back to you. Akabana b'min, that's the Mechaba. The Ramah says, the Yeshi Mishakasa, no, yeah, the Hagah. Oh, let me read before that, the Mechaba. So Mechaba continues and says, the imloi ogda m'boidim, but let's say you did not do Eged before Yontif. Oy shahuta agude, or on yontif the eged untied. I efshala ogdu be yontif the keshagama. Meaning the mechaber just was saying that what how do you do eged with a keshagama, a double knot, a knot on a knot. So if it got untied on yontif, or you didn't do it before yontif, it's not chaf to do it on yontif. It's us to make a keshag shalkayom. It's us to make a keshagama on yontif. So what should you do? He says the Mechaber should make a bow, which is a head to take a knot. The Ramah continues and says, "V'yesh misha kosvu lasis hakesh v'derech achar." There are those that bring down that you should make the kesher differently. How should you do it? Make it differently. The derech achar should kark and sviv is gimel minim. It will tie around these three minim. The teich minim. Wrap it with a piece of the mullet. The teichman roisha krach the teichadir, you just stick it into the circle, and pull it tight, the chain noggin, and that's the minute. So, in the mechaba lotus mevor, that what kind of keshe do I need for the din egg? And I need a keshe shokayama, a keshe gama, that's what I need in order to kind of mitzvah of equal. And the makar to the mechaber is Rashi over here in the Suga Lam Gimel Na'af. Rashi is bothered. The Gemara actually says the second part that we mentioned from the mechaber that if on Yontif, here Rashi Divrei Maskil Pligi Opalim. Rashi says. Rashi over there is bothered. The Gemara is brought in a few places. Lam Gimon Beis. I'm sorry, red one. Lam Gimon Beis. Gimon Beis, Rashi says, Rashi over here. The Gemara is going to review the. Pollock. The last Rashi before the mission, Lam Gimon Beis. Rashi says over here that the Gemara says The Gemara says that if it was Hutta Ogda B'Yantif, the Gemara to bring them Tan Rabbanan. If they're not opened up on Yantif, so how do you tie it? Oh, you think Aguda Shal Yerim. Then you should tie it like the way you tie Yerim. It was obviously like a bow or something which wasn't a Kesha Dhamma. So Rashi's bothered. Why Dafka if it opened up on Yantif? It's mashed from here that if it was during the week, if it was during the Chol, then you would have to do it with a Kesha Gum. It's only in this case where it opened up on Yantif that now we tell you to make a Kesha, a Kesha like a Gudashel Yerik, which the Mordechai speaks down before Shofi and Ois Tavshin and Ches, the Mordechai says, Hab b'chol, he's been dying before Shofi and Mordechai, Hab b'chol yesh la'ogdei eged ha'nesse b'shavs v'yantiv, but during the chol, you should make an eged, which is also a shavs v'yantiv, and any also a beis k'shor v'zad, he said that be shal kayam. But that is a Kesha of shal kayam. So and other Rishonim bring that down also. However, the Ramah that we mentioned, this Ramah that continues, Yesh Misha Kosma, they just wrap it and stick the thing in, is Mashma from the Yesh Misha Kosma, and it says V'chein Ogen, and you do not need to make a Kesha Shal Kayam. So the Sefer Beis Dov, which Mishru quotes, all the Mishru and the Achren quote the Sefer Beis Dov, which I Taka got a hold of a copy of, but we didn't know 100% that maybe Shem was good in a copy of it. But there's a lot of interesting things in that base double, in that shuba, in Tafnun Dalit. So over there, the base double, one thing is, before over there, that he learned Shah Ramah, is that the Ramah is going back on the last one in the Mechaba. That the Mechaba said that if you did not do it on Yantif, if you did not do it before Yantif, or got untied on Yantif, says the Mechaba, make Anif. On that, Ramah writes, V'yesh Misha Kasvu, just wrap it around and stick it in. And V'chein Ogen, meaning if you have to do it on Yom. That's what he means. Which was the Beis Dov. Which will quote the Beis Dov in very big answer, but that's what the Beis Dov is learning up to Ramah. Memela, the Beis Dov, according to the Beis Dov, comes out that Avada the Ramah agrees to the Ramah agrees to the Mechaba that Ha B'chol you will need a Kesha Shal Kayam. And Mishbura in Ois Yud Aleph says Ayantiv Koy, says on the Ramah Yesh Misha Kasvu, says it's going back on Yantiv. Now Shulchan Aruch, maybe I had to Shal Aniva, but Ramah B'Shem Atur, maybe I had to Shal Dibriyu. Ah, it's bothered. However, the Mishbura is bothered. Ma'adisiyim Ramah, B'chein Nogin, that Lashon that he ends off Chenoygin, Upirish Hamagin Avram Af Bechol Tzarchim. The after the Mordechai and Nizkari had the Kriya Af Bechol, Avlo Beoifin Zel Shemitzchila Koyshepam Af Bachkar. There's a whole shtick from here in Mishmur. I'll speak it out in Oisirat. Mishmur asks a question that the car from the Ramah, this whole car of Ramah that wrapping it around, sticking it in, is a Ravyo, which is brought down in the Mordechai. Mordechai Bshem Ravyo. And over there, the way the Mordechai brings it down is Rav Yochasim that na nahigin the Kesha Lulav. We're noig by Kesha Lulav gam the Kesha Shal Tzitzis liksha pam achas v'shub nis'ago v'karfei sof. The Rav Yoh is medama the Kesha by Lulav to what we do by Tzitzis. Just like by Tzitzis, you make a Kesha, you make a knot, then you wrap it around and tie a knot. So too over here. And Rav Yoh says, "Umitoich kach muhudik yofa ki ilu kashloi b'shnei roshi eged beis pam." It's so tight. It's like you tied it twice, like a kesha and a kesha. However, says the Mishmur, Mishmur is bothered that if you take a close look at the Rav Yoh, you'll see that it's only because first you made a knot and then you wrapped it around and stuck it in. But there had to be a knot. And more than that, Rav Yoh says, by making a knot and then wrapping it around, then it remains like a kesha, it remains like kishnei kishar. That's what it is. So just to say that you can just wrap around and stick it in alone is not enough. That's what Mishmur was bothered he's asking that the Makar from the Rav Yoh, oh, I mean, so Sorry. But again, let's back up still. The Ramah says v'yesh mishikasvu. The Beis David says he's going back on the Mechaber. If Mechaber said that if you're not oigdoi or aniyotuv it unwrapped, then make aniva. Since the Beis David, the Ramah is giving another etza. The Magen Avraham, that's what I say. The Magen Avraham and Ois Gimel brings the Magen Avraham and Ois Gimel learns that that from he brings from the Darkei Moshe. And if you take a look at the Darkei Moshe, it's very clear like this. It seems to be clear like the Magen Avraham. Then no, the Ramah held that even Bechol, it's enough just to wrap around and stick it in. That's what the Magen Avraham says. So on that, the Mishmur has a kasha that if you take a look at the Makar of Ramah, which is the Mordechai Shem Rav Yah, over there it's mashma, it's only because first you made a knot and then you wrapped it around. So that it remains like Shnek Shon. That's to say that's on the base David, Magen Avraham, Mishmur's kasha on the Magen Avraham. Right? Okay. The Gra wants the Taina, that how to Ram Shah and Ramah is telling you in the Machalikas of this Kricha, this is from the Kricha, where you're making a knot, and then you just being moistif on it, a kricha, and sticking it in, is a mutter to do that on Shabbos Yom Tov or not. I mean, if we consider this like knot, and wrapping it around, sticking it in, a keshesh or kayoma, then that's the machlokes over there. That's the question I have to understand, Ramah. And the Rav Yah understood that that's also to do on Shabbos, and that's why he says that's what we do by tzitzis. By tzitzis you need mamsha kesher. Because Rabbi understood that's mamsha kesher shakayam, such a thing when I just tie it and then I wrap around and stick it in. But Akabara comes out from the Gra and the Mishmur seems to be that they learned that even the Ramah will agree that you need a kesher shakayam. It's shver, mitzarech and shver to learn like that in the Ramah, because Ramah does not mention anything about this first kesher, making the first kesher. He does leave it out. Good, he's quoting the Mordechai Shem Rav Yah, but he leaves out that prat. And number two, like we mentioned, if you take a look at the Darkei Moshe, Darkei Moshe is mashma, that the Ramah held that even a chol will be mutzah to make this. Put the Bikur Yaakov, which is the Archim now, which plays a big role in the Sukkah. So the Bikur Yaakov and Isaiah brings down. He wants to go to Malach, but the Ramah holds that's enough Krich Ba'alma, and the Rav Yah and the Ramah are discussing two different issues. The Ramah is talking about the Chol, and the Ramah is talking about On Yom Tov, the Rav Yah is talking about the Chol, and everyone agrees to each other, and the Ramah also believes in the Ramah that you need Krich Ba'alma. I did Darkei Moshe, he's Matcha the Darkei Moshe, and he's Matcha the Magen Avraham, he's Matcha both of them. You can take a look over there how he's mad for them. Maybe it's already a nice ches he's mad for them. And and he dresses straight ahead this Darkei Moshe with the Magen Avraham, and he's mad for them. Therefore, he comes out like we just mentioned that even according to Ramah, the Mishal Kayama. But Mitzat Sheni, again, we said that. From the Pashtas of the Ramah, and the Magen Avraham, they learned that you do not need a Keshe Shel Kayom. And it's not a shtikopela on the Mishmur, because if you look at Mishmur in Ois Ches, he talks about, in Ois Ches, he brings down, where am I? Over here. It says over here, the Keshe Gomer, on the Mechab it says, the Keshe Gomer, V'loi Ba'aniva. He says the ain't the kesher nesa b'shas v'yant. Let me be again. V'ayin b'tshuvas agurba lechashim sadei d'mashem noigin ha'olam shalolatsis kesher aloysim min alei lulav k'min beis yad. Right, people make the lulav holders, the kosher kolach, but teichman ha'lulav boi gamze v'chal kesher ayin sham. Mishmur seems to bring down on the mechaber, right, on the mechaber that says kesher gom, and Mishmur continues and says, that, however, there's a tshuvas aguru ba'alach, and it seems like he's saying that this would shtim with the mechaber, that if you have a lulav holder, where you stick the lulav into it with the other meaning, that would be enough. Right? That's where he ends off. He says, va'ayim b'tshuvas aguru ba'alach, shem stadi d'mashinoygim oylem, d'shloy ba'asas kesh el oysim min ali lulav, k'min beis yad, a holder, v'teichon a lulav boy, gam zechachal kesh ayin shem. So the question is, if Taki need, if the Mishnu is so stark, which it seems like he is from Sifat Nirat, and even in the Ramah, the Akesh Shokayama, so why over here is he masking that a little cold will be enough? Okay, so the Machsis Shaka, I just want to mention the Machsis Shekel, then get to the Nikud that I want to really get to, which is that the Machsis Shekel over there in Oif Gimel on the Mother of Rav, he wants to explain what's the Machalik's review than Rabban? What's the Machalik's review than Rabban? So he says that the Shita review is that if you're not Oifdog, you're not Yetzero. Right? It's part of the making of the Lulu, just like you need a Lulu, so also you have to make the egg. Where do we know this from? So the Gemara says, Exer Shavu from Agudas Ezek. We're over there, by Agudas Ezek, we know you need a cash. So we makish the Lulav to Agudas Ezek, and we learn out from one to the other that you need a cash. In the Shita of Yudah, you need a cash. Yubadah, you need a cash. Chachamim, the Chum hold, and the Ikarat Din, that you do not need. It's a mitzvah zekim. The Mela, the Mechah, says the Machzor Shekel, the Mechah beheld, that just like a coin to Rabbi Yehuda, which in the Shita of Yehuda it's clear you need a Kesh Shokayama, just like in the Shita of Yehuda you need a Kesh Shokayama, so too in the Shita of Rabban. Why? Because he doesn't explain why, but if you take a look at that base David, the base David is Maisif, because called the Tikkun Rabban Pit, came there I said to him. So again, it's clear in the Shita of Yehuda from the Gzeir Shavah of Agudas Ezer that you need a Kesh Shokayama. And the Rabbanu being chosen saying that you don't have to have one, but there's Indian of Zakeli Vameyo to have one. Says the Beis David, and Mechard is the Rabbanu of the Machzor Shekel, that once the Rabbanu said that there's a hidden to have egget, so it's going to get the dinim of what it would have been in the Daraisa world, or where we find such an Indian in the Daraisa by Agudas Ezer. Now, we're not going to use Gzeir Shavu to be mechayvi to do Eged, but we use Kilo, not Gzeir Shavu, but we're going to look where in the Torah is there an Indian of the Eged, how is it done over there, it's done with a Kesha, so it's called the Tikkun Rabbanu, can't do it. But the Chayvi, it's a Pel, the Gezachti said that, because that's when there's a Takana, when there's a Takana, it's Chachamim, so Chachamim set up the Takana, Kafi, the way we find a similar thing in the rest of it. Chachamim weren't massacring things on their own, they always look for, right, Bechanan as a Arich has done it in more than one place. How Chazal always they didn't just make a takana. There's where they saw a makara where you could be semichin in the Torah, and then they made their takana. But that's why a takana. Here we're talking about the mitzvah of hider that should look nicer. L'chayla kashlus. When you learn the Gemara, it's in you know the snow of the mitzvahs. There's the Gemara, but Kama Gemara, other places there's in it to be the snow of the mitzvahs. A talis no, a deer no. There's Indian that the chetza that the mitzvah is done being done with should be nicer. So it's Indian of hiddur. Chazal telling you what's the hiddur when all three are not just standing left alone, but they're together. Then that's it. So there's a famous truth from the Avineza with the back with his Talmud the Chalkis Yoyev. Which I always heard of Hashem, the word also Hashem Biskarov in Menachis. Biskarov in Menachis in the Ksav and the stencil of Menachis also says a similar word. It's very, very unclear, the whole shtickle over there. But the Chayr is Kavanus to this word. And the Maisa, this morning I said, how could I say Hashem without looking at the Ari Kedah? And he brings down the word right here for Rav Chaim. So either you can go straight to the Ari Kedah or. Akuparim, the Yisayid is, and it's a beautiful Yisayid, that you'll take a look at the Chalkis Yoyev and it's like Dhamma Kacherik Alf, so he has a letter there which he's writing to his Rebbe, the Avinezer, the Indian Hidr. And he speaks out of it, it says, Mashatiritz Kvayt Kedusha Shlita, the Leshaich Beshefer, the Noisoy, Machashem Chus, the Fiatakea, that the Shad is the Indian of Noi by Mitzvahs if people won't be able to see it. So he says, "Loi open Harry Gamba Lulav Achatzitzer Rak B'Makom Shoeches B'Yaday Ve'ech Kama Shas Be'Eged Lulav Kol Noise in Echaytus." You're holding the egged, you're blocking the egged. So you have to hold it where they're all tied together. So you see that Shaykh to have noy even though it's being covered, right? But Al Kachuf the Avshem Chusav Shas Mitzvah Kamakom Mikri Lenoise Kim the Tamidim Lulav. Because normally it's open. Kopanim, what the Nkud is, if you take a look at the Chavos Yom, he's going with the assumption that the Inyan of Noy over here is similar to Snod the Mitzvah. Shmina is a man, he had an issue. If you can't see it, is it still called Noy or not? If it's hidden or not, is it called Noy? I remember I was learning Kilchis, Hilchis still in Austin, that's where I came with Archa Shulchan, I'm pretty sure it was over there. I was doing some Lam Beis. So it's in Yonim of Noy also in the Pashas. You know it's going to be hidden. And I think if I remember correctly, the Dark Shulchan speaks out of there also this need that I, with the Noy, if it's going to be in the bias, no one's going to see it. It could be, there's still an Indian of Noy.
There's also a Megan. Megan brings up Yankee Matsky that Fakir, that he got Shlacha Parshis because of, since you're not going to see it. By,
so you're not going to see it?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's all the issue if it's not the Indian of Snow. But the Avnei writes back. The Avnei is in Ois Toflam and Zayin. Of Ois Toflam and Zayin. Ois Aleph through Gimel. The Avnei he writes back. He answers him. He says, his Tame says, he's Matzmi on him that if you can tell me that the Ig is because of Noi Mitzvah, so Matzach Klal Igud. He says, Harry, I think that's his question. He says, I'm holding it. What's the difference? Why does it have to be tied together? If the egid, what makes it look nice is that they're together. So I'm holding them together. I hold all three in one hand. That's the tied. Why tied? So he goes on over there, and that's a similar vart over here, which I'm saying.
Is that on the Mahabar?
Yeah, or on the whole din. He's saying on the Rabbana. He's saying if you're learning it the way you're learning, that the sound looks nicer when it's together. Oh, I'll answer the question differently. I'll say, to me, a nice ribbon with a bow is much nicer, right? When you send a present, no one's making a double knot, or no one's wrapping it and sticking it. You make a nice, you get a nice bow with a flower on it, right? So that's much nicer, right? That's what he's asking. He's asking the other way. He's saying, I think it's nicer. You just hold it together without any part to it. If that's in your nice.
The reason why it's
not
even
as covered
is because it's
tummy, it's not. But I don't want to get into that issue so much. I'm just bringing out. What?
So like you said, the noise in the preference is high, not the
time. Yeah. But why should the back, why should that be? If you're so worried about the beauty of it, I think it's nicer the other way. Or I think it's nicer with a haniva. Fakir. But a bow is nicer. So the, you say the Achrayim was saying over here, is that what?
Is he a nice little
kippah? Oh, see, that would be shame if we feel that I said that. But the way he says over here, look, he says, "Obir Maran Agrachzal." That the gam eged the lulav any din noy ba'am elu shaych the guf kiyam amitzvah, shaych to the kiyam amitzvah. Obir Azman, very nicely written. The bedin zekirin aveyu. His snow in front of the mitzvahs, yesh are shtei halachas. There are two halachas in this din of his snow of the mitzvahs. Aleph, and Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, in the old part. I don't know, the Samarim are different? But it says Aleph, din noy b'maisa mitzvah. The first halach is that there's a din noy in the maisa mitzvah. She'en eshech klal l'guf kiyama mitzvah. It's nothing to do with the kiyama mitzvah. But the guf mitzvah, come on. Sitzes no, a nice sitzes, the sukkah no, a nice sukkah. There's ain't no you have mitzvah, moist cloud of over here when you have a nice sukkah or a nice sitzes, doesn't add to your kima mitzvah. The kima mitzvah is wearing the sitzes. The kima mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah. Elohudin nice of mikro, the second van veil, this not is the mice mitzvah. That's one halach. Beis, the matzinu, din noy sheesh by tisefes kim. The hidden mitzvah, the guf kima mitzvah. The din noy zeh, mishana is, listen to Zosha, and this din noy is mishana is guf ha mitzvah, le mitzvah muhuderis. Meaning, the second halacha is, you did the mitzvah, the doing of the mitzvah was done in a much better way. Right? And the famous Yisrael, the raya that the Rizkarov brings in also in Sefer, is the Rizkarov brings the Gemara Shabbos and the Rambam by Tzitzin Ma'akfim, by Bris Mila. The Shamal calls my shoe, I sleep in the meal on Shabbos, Chayes of the Shabbos at Sitzin Shein, Ma'akim as meal. Or Chayes meal is Sitzin, there's those pieces of skin which are Ma'akim and those pieces of skin which are not Ma'akim. So it says over there, if it sits in She'enim Akvin, there's Indian to take off those pieces because of Zekir and Aveir. So there you can say that the Chetz of the Mitzvah is nicer. It's not nicer. But the Kiyama Mitzvah is done better. Right? So that's it. Ma'at the Bia Grafis, the Din hit the Mitzvah, the Eged the Lulav, getting back to what we discussed. And so says Reb Chaim, that the Din hid the Mitzvah of Eged the Lulav is not Noi Ba'alma, Kamei Lulav No, Sukha No. Aldo Noi the Guf Kiyama Mitzvah. Or be ikar the kichad adal amine, or chlosh maramba, mitzvah min a mubcha legoy lulav hadas varova, velasa shlosh min a guda achas. Bavadi the denoy the mitzvahs and the eggs, but chola taira ein a chosh, mitzvah min a mubcha hitu baum. Fine. Akopan, mao is a mao. What's the Rambam telling us? That's a mitzvah min a mubcha, right? The Rambam calls it a mitzvah min a mubcha. Says by other mitzvahs, that's not going to be a mitzvah min a mubcha. What mitzvah in mukha means you're doing the mitzvah in a much better way, a more mukhadik way, the mitzvah itself. So Akbar said, therefore he says, Ulfichach gamra bonu beinu lechodine a eged bekesha al gabekesha, shi a kesha keyom derag, bo even zen shtana guf kima mitzvah. So what the Yisrael is saying over here is, then he goes on, rayas for the shita zagrach, he brings very nice rayas further on. Akbar, he brings, so that's the Yisrael that Avni Nezer, the scrub and the Reb Chaim are saying that there's two dinim in noyim. The mitzvah itself, the chefs of the mitzvah being nicer, making it nicer, and then the second chedek is the nikima mitzvah. The nikima mitzvah being done in a much better way. The Amnei discusses also is Tav Tzadi Beis through Dalit over there. I just want to end off with one nafkamina, which could be now. So going back, so what is machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbana? If they're both according to Yehuda, it's a din in the making of the lulav. How do you make your lulav? Just you need to make it with egged. As opposed to Rabbanan, it's a din hider. It also goes into the kima mitzvah, but there won't be. I think could be that message is that the nafkamina will be tasalim and aser. Somehow, the pointer reviewed it, the chiv to put the lulav together. To put the lulav down, then put that dasim, put that rovis, and then tie it together and make it. But if, let's say I had already a knot made and I just slipped it in, according to Rabbi, that might be a shalat tachlim and asa. And opposed to Rabban, doesn't make difference. According to Rabban, it's an Indian of hidr, and the hidr is that it's tied together with a kesha agam kesha. And the Torah was magnetized. What the Torah feels, a hidr in the kima mitzvah is. Another issue that Mishmur brings down later on, also that you find that. So you have to say, so that's Pshat in the Mechaba. Now, in the Ramah, if you learn the Ramah like the Magen Avraham, and Pashtun through the Ramah, the Ramah Takehel, that in all of this whole svar that the Eged of the Rabbana goes into the Kima Mitzvah. No, of course, it's an Indian Hindu like Kalter. So in Takehel, the Ramah says, you can tie it however you want. Tie it with a bow, tie it with a zay, you can do whatever you want. The Mishmur brings down a Tafresh Mem Tes from the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, Toivli Zor She'isha Va'akum La Ya'agdu Ba'alul B'shit. It's based on our tesis, the shittas are based on the tesis and gittit. You should not have a goy or a isha make the egged of the lulav. And the question is, why not? So there's a lot of times why not, but the feed the mahalach of the chayim and the amnesia, it's definitely easier to understand because it's not just stamahidr, it's part of the kima mitzvah. So you want someone who's a bar chiyuva making it, or someone sheiches to it to make it, right? Same issue. The Marsham discusses: could you do the egg at night? Not just like tzitz. So the mice is difficult because just like by tzitzes, you see, you can make tzitzes at night. Questions, but or how about doing the egg on erev yom tov? It's not chiyuv yet, but that's where the issues come in. Also, the fees there also could be moved in the Agur Ba'alach that we mentioned from the Shavur, that even though the Shavur is so stark that you should have a Keshe Kayama, but the holder would be enough because the idea is that it's tied together in a strong way, that it's being held together, not just in one wrapping that can unravel. The holder won't unravel. Maybe that's where you understood that the hidder that came on mitzvah is that it's not being held together in a strong way. But the ma'aseh asks, if someone wants to be a kind of mitzvah, anyone wants to believe, I know I'm already over time, but if the best thing is to the mishmur, the Ramah brings down, the meaning is to have three kshar, and can I get out from Yitzvah and Yaakov, and And then the Mishmur brings down a machlekes if the three ksharim are counting the kesha, which is holding the three minim together. Do you need three besides that one or not? So what you could do is, and I think the Bikur Yaakov mentions this, that you can use a kashiko, but put one of the rings around the kashiko, and count that as one of the three rings. So like this, even though we have the tshuva guru balacha and other tshuvas that say that it's muta, but with the kesha, yeah, it's makayim kesha. And if you want to be even more muhuda for the tzad that the gra and the mishmur held that the ramah holds also that you need a kesha kiyama, so that bottom ring, you should talk to make a knot, a double knot over there. And then the other two are rings. And then the Orchis Chaim brings down. The Orchis Chaim brings down that the Seder of Bim Aged is Keseder Apsukim, Lekachtem Lechem. At first you take the Lulav, you put the Lulav down, then you put the Hadas, and then you put the Arava. For many, and the Hadas is a drop higher than the Arava for many reasons. Either because the Hadas is first in the Pasuk, or because the Hadas is connected the Yidin that are Mali with Mitzvahs and Maisim Tevim, and the Arab, which is less than Abrech and Abtam, so it's connected the lower people. Or the Grub brings down because the Hadas is connected the Anayim, and the Arab is connected the Peh, so the Anayim are higher than the Peh. But that's the Seder of how you set it up, and then you have to be careful that there's a Tefach above the Hadasim of the Lulav, which is in Machlekes Mishmur and Shulchan Aruch, if I remember correctly, what that means. Does it need to write in Tafresh Nun, by the Shia of the Lulav, it says the Lulav should be four Tzvachim. Three Tzvachim for the Hadassim and the Arabis, which need to be three Tzvachim, and a Tefach above that from the Lulav. So Machlekes is if that Tefach above is from the Shedra, or also you can count the Alim that go above the Shedra. Yeah, so if you have one Hadassim, it needs to be a tefach above that. But the lulav, and the machlekes is what part of the lulav? The shedra, or even the alim that go above the shedra also can be counted as part of those tefach, right? I think we covered the.
This is also why.
Well, that was the whole first part of the shedra.